from to the Josie Show. With artists now from all over the world, you got Tina and Alice and Tina the Squirrel and Josie Pasantino, the teenage girl. Alright, this is Tim Garman, singer-songwriter.
It's time again for another episode of The Josie Show. Tonight, Josie welcomes Nellie Black, Ava Sabiniano, White Panther, and Paul Nance. I'm Alan Firestone with Tina Pasantino, and now, because she should never be unsupervised with power tools, Josie Pasantino.
Joining us tonight, and for the 411, I'm not the one that you have to watch with the power tools, okay? That is my mother, okay? She ripped my computer apart, okay? It's all over Facebook. Check out the pictures. Okay. Now, I hope you guys had a really great week. We have a very, very awesome show for you all, and I'm very excited about it. So let
Josie,
me tell you what we will do, yes?
I still want to know how she managed to take things apart in the computer without taking them out of the computer.
Yeah, I don't see. She actually did the physical. She physically did the impossible. Okay, who knows? She just was. You know, you put a screwdriver in her hand, just chaos.
And where did you guys hide my screwdriver set?
Oh yeah.
Okay, that's not funny. That's not funny at all.
It's for your own good and our computers, okay?
Important.
No. You're not fixing anything without supervision. Okay. Even then, don't touch a screwdriver or anything that takes equipment apart. Okay, so here's what I have planned tonight. We're already starting off in kind of a crazy mood today and tonight. And I'm actually doing, I have to say, though, before you know, I tell you guys what we're doing, I am actually kind of doing the show from my new tablet that Alan, that wonderful Alan sent me. And basically it's like a touchscreen computer, a touchscreen laptop type deal, and it's so cool. So, you know, you never have to type again with this thing. You just, like, you know, write it, and then the words automatically go on the screen. It's so cool. So, you know, I'm trying not to be distracted because it's such a cool piece of technology, okay? This is the future, people.
Do not let Tina take it apart.
I will not. I told you, I am keeping her away from all of my equipment. I promise you. So, yeah, so if you hear me, you know, tapping, I'm also in the chat room, so that might be why. Okay, yeah, I'm not tap dancing or anything. It's just I'm in the chat room, so, you know, you might hear my typing. I mean, not typing, my writing. Okay, so here's what I have planned. Back on topic here. Tonight, I look forward to speaking with my guests, Nellie Black, Paul Nance, White Panther, and Ava Sabiniano. So it's going to be a really, really great show. I'm very, very excited. You'll get to hear our fun chats. We also have some music to play from all of them, so it's going to be amazing. And remember, we are live, so anything can happen. This is our usual disclaimer. Anything can happen because we are live, and, you know, you never know what we will, you know, what technology will, you know, bum out on us. So you never know. And so thank you all so much, first off, for tuning in again tonight. And so also, before we put on our first guest, I know she is in the building, or in the phone, I should say, You could check out our archives of all of our past episodes, now arranged by season. So you could visit our networks tab on our site, josieshow.com, to hear and find out more on how to hear all of our past episodes of The Josie Show and our Josie Show special edition episodes. We also rebroadcast it on Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Time Zone on Fishing Country Now, Cowgirl Divas Radio. I can't even say it. I'm located at www.fcnr.net, so you can hear a rebroadcast of our live shows there as well. And we currently have 13 special edition episodes up now, so you can check those out by going to our website, same place, josieshow.com, and clicking on the special editions tab, and you can check out our episodes with Aaron Tippin, Glenn Douglas Tubb, David Church, Eric Lee Bedingfield, our Ray Price tribute show, our full interview with Mr. Ray Price himself, Justin Trevino, Bill Green, Jack and Misty, Tia Goins, Tony Booth, Sheila Ray Charles, and Sammy Sadler, who survived the real murder on Music Row and shared his story and amazing music with all of us, and all of our wonderful guests, you know, from The Josie Show and Special Editions, always have such great fun things to share and great music. So, and also tune in on October 7th for Kevin Skinner, who won America's Got Talent. I know. And October 21st, where we will bring you a live interview on special edition number 14 with Caroline Cole. So it's going to be amazing. I'm so excited. So now let me put on my first guest of the night here on The Josie Show. Everyone, please welcome Nellie Black to the show. Woo! Yes. You need your body now. Mm-hmm. Hello, Nellie. How are you?
Great, Chelsea. How are you?
I am doing great. I'm so excited to talk to you again.
Thank you.
Yes. I got to talk to you on, I believe, Journey to Gold, our Dream Quest Challenge segment, and now you're on The Josie Show, so it's going to be amazing. I'm excited.
Thank you.
Yes. Yeah. And I'm very excited because we get to, you know, chat about, you know, your career, all that fun stuff, and then also we get to play a couple of your songs. So that's awesome.
Okay. That is great.
Yes. So that's the rundown. So I kind of want to start here. I want to rewind a little bit from the beginning. You know, your earliest memory of making music. When did this all start for you?
Well, started when I was kind of young, really. And I've been in church and growing up and in chorus. And that's basically it.
Wow, that's awesome. I love it. And, you know, who are your biggest musical influences? Who do you really, you know, look up to and listen to?
Well, I really like Reba McEntire, Dolly Parton, Kenny Rogers, Brooks Nelson. Those are, you know, my greats. And I like Barry Underwood. The great singers, yeah.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. All the greats. It's a very powerful list, I tell you. Awesome. Love them, too. And you have such great music here. We're about to play your first one of the night. So first off, can you just tell us a little bit about some of the music that you have out right now, kind of circling the web and the airwaves?
Okay. Well, I think Run But Run is one of the first ones. The very first one was No Tears to Cry,
mm-hmm.
and that was the one that was on the Dream Quest challenge. Mm-hmm. And then I have one that's on the. They're all on the in Australia. Mm-hmm. They're all over the world now.
Wow.
I think they're doing pretty good. One of them was on the chart, number 12 on one of the charts.
Wow. Congratulations. That's an honor.
Thank you.
Wow.
I'm very excited about that.
Yeah. I can imagine. Were you very, you know, what was your reaction when you first found out that, you know, you were on there?
Well, it was really astonishing because at first I was number 26.
Right.
And then, you know, I was the first excitement, and I was really glad to hear that. And then when it moved up to number 12, I was like, wow, this is really awesome.
Definitely. Wow, that is awesome. I can just imagine just, like, surprise and just excitement all built up in one. That's so cool. so yeah. Cool. And for people out there that want to purchase your music, because, you know, you're the new listeners here that, you know, will enjoy what they hear tonight, where can we go to purchase all of your music? What's the best places?
Well, on Reverb Nation, everything's on Reverb Nation right now, except the new album that I'm getting ready to release, a new album. I hope next month it'll be out on the, and out for purchase next month, but I'll be posting that on Reverb as well.
Awesome. Awesome. So Reverb Nation, for sure. And that's so exciting. I can't wait for your new album to come out. I'm definitely going to support it.
I'm just really elated to be doing that. I'm really just anxious for it to come out.
Oh, yeah. Wow, that's amazing. Well, you have to let us know when it comes out, because we'd love to promote it and, you know, just, you know, put it all over the place for you. We'd love to.
Well, thank you. I sure will. I'll be sending it as soon as I get it all ready.
Perfect. Perfect. Thank you. Thank you. I'm excited to check it all out. And your song here, the first one we're going to play tonight, is called Columbus, My Home. So I would love to play this right now, if you don't mind. Let's just do it. All right. Awesome. So let's just do that right now, everyone. Here is Nellie Black and her song, Columbus, My Home. Check it out. Be right back.
Coming down by the Georgia Way. If you're coming for a visit, or even if you want to stay, just below the big ATL, about 100 miles or so, is a place you need to stop in, really get to know Columbus.
Columbus,
Wow. Such an amazing song, and your voice sounds beautiful. Such a great song.
Thank you. Thank
you. Yes. Yes, yes. I absolutely love it. And for all of those new fans out there, I know you gave us the best place to purchase your music, which is, you could check out all of the music on Reverb Nation, so make sure you go there. But also, I know that you are very active on Facebook as well. So is that, like, the number one place where people can go to chat with you and get to know you better?
Oh, yes, yes. And they can also follow me on Twitter.
Perfect, perfect. You're on Twitter, too? I love it. Me, too. I'm an addict with that. I love it. It's the best. It's the best. And can you share with us any upcoming projects that you are working on? I know that you are working on your album, like you said, but are you, performing, or what you been up to?
Well, I haven't been performing lately, but I'm still looking and hoping because I want to do more performing. And
nice.
To get out this thing. And I'm even considering doing benefits. If somebody comes for benefits, that'll be great.
Yes, yes. Oh, absolutely. And we definitely have to try to get you anywhere close to Illinois. We would love to check you out, your performing. We would love that. Check out your music. We would love that.
Okay, that'd be great. That would be awesome. That would be an awesome trip. Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely.
Love
I would
that.
Love that.
I would too.
Mm-hmm. That'd be amazing, amazing. And also, a fun question here for you. We're going to get to some fun questions because I love fun questions. First off, while performing or anything like that, have you ever had an embarrassing moment, any kind of embarrassing moment that you recall live?
Well, actually, I forgot the words of the song.
Mm-hmm.
And also, another embarrassing moment was when the mic went out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness. Well, we've heard those ones, so you're good. You're join the club. It's that one's mild. We've heard a lot worse. You're good.
But those were the only time, yeah.
Oh, good, go. Well, see, those aren't so bad. So you're still good. That's good. We've heard a lot of wardrobe malfunctions and stuff like that. So,
none of that.
None of that. Okay, good. On the record, not that. Okay. Oh my goodness, that is hilarious. And what are some fun things that you like to do when you're not working on your music? Some hobbies.
Well, I like to write poetry, and I'm also working on a sitcom.
Oh, you are?
Yes, I love to write.
Yeah. Oh, that's amazing. It's amazing. You're doing a lot of really cool stuff. You keep busy. You really do. Mm-hmm. That's what you got to do. And, if you all go to her Facebook page, you can see everything that she's working on, what she's thinking, and, all that fun stuff. And I love that. I love checking on what you're, up to. It's so much fun. Because you're always doing some really cool things,
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I'm working on a lot of stuff.
Yeah. A lot of stuff in the works. Love it. And your other song here that we have tonight called Dr. Real Good. Can you tell us what this one's about? Because
well,
I love the name.
that's really funny because when I went to my NFAI meeting, and we take the songs to kind of critique them before we finish them. And I just took the lyrics and I sang it a cappella. And after I sang the song, it was quiet for about a minute, just absolutely quiet. And they were looking at me and they were looking at each other. And they said, Nellie, you wrote that? And I said, a year, and they were quiet. They just did not believe that I could write a song like that. But it's kind of a little song about it that, got kids feel good. Everybody, I'm sure all the ladies out there have a Dr. Real Good in their lives, and it's kind of like what it's kind of. Kay Songley told me it's kind of risky for me to write, but I think it's a great song.
Wow, yeah. Well, you know, if you actually sing a song that you've written and it makes people speechless, you know you did your job. You know they liked it.
Well, they were speechless.
See? There you go. You did your job. You did your job. I love it. Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm excited to hear it. Everyone, check it out. Dr. Real Good, Vanilla Black, and we'll be right back with Nelly in just a second. Let's play it.
Your sheets were made of satin. Your tongue you spoke with Latin. Finding the right medicine for me. Your touch was so, so healing. You kept my hair real. You're the best, so doctor, what's your fee?
One more song tonight from Nelly Black, Run Buck, which we actually played on Dream Quest Challenge. And it's such a great song, so I'm very excited to play that one tonight. Very exciting. And another fun question here for you. What is your, kind of dream place to perform? Like, what's one place that you would really love to perform at that you haven't? What would you say?
Well, I'd like to go to Nashville. It doesn't really matter. I love to perform anywhere. I like to go to nightclubs and anywhere where a large crowd is, because I really want the world to hear my music.
Yeah. Oh, definitely, definitely. I could definitely see it happening, because I think your music is so great, so relatable, and I like it. So you know what? I know everybody else is going to just enjoy your music, and I want everyone after the show to please check out Nelly Black on Reverb Nation and chat with her on Facebook, and all that fun stuff. And I could definitely see you performing and doing amazing, amazing, amazing things, and keep putting out great music for us fans out there, because I'm a fan.
Thank you. I write every day, so.
Yeah. Wow. I know that you do write every day, and you know what I'm curious about is, you know, something that I've always wanted to know. Is it kind of difficult to pick and choose some songs, you know, to put on an album? If you have so many, is it kind of hard to, like, you know, choose? Because, you know, you want them all to be released, but, you know, is it kind of hard to choose which ones to go where? You know?
Well, for me, it's not really, because when I decide to do an app, I'm doing just those songs. And even though I've written, I might have written maybe 20 songs and have them in my catalog or in my repertoire of songs, but if I decide to do an album, I'm just going to do all new material. I might pull one or two from that, but I like to have like a destination in mind when I'm getting ready to do an album.
Right. Right. Wow. See, that was something I always was curious about, you know, because I could imagine that it's interesting. But it seems like you have everything kind of organized and you know what you want. So you're good. It's awesome. So awesome. And the last song that we have tonight of yours is Run Buck. So I'm very excited to play this one. So let's just get started with this, okay? I'm so excited.
Okay, thank you.
Let's do it. Run Buck by Nellie Black. Check it out.
Looked out and saw Mr. Tucker last night. He was carrying quite a load. Had his 12-gauge shotgun shoulders going up the road. His daughter Mary Ellen was behind him crying, "Papa, please turn no." Shook her off and snatched away and said, "Little girl, let's go." He's out running, but somebody's run out of luck. Better get in that old truck or learn how to run and duck. Run, but run, getting shot just ain't no fun. You better run, but run, and your daddy's got his gun.
Got a call early this morning, say a wedding took place last night. Preacher's son Buck and Mary Ellen Tucker done made their living right. If the Tucker told Buck with a look in his eye, you better cancel the honeymoon. You need to get a job and take care of him because the baby's 2 in June. He's out hunting, but somebody's run out of luck. Better get in that old truck or learn how to run and duck. Run, but run, getting shot just ain't no fun. You better run, but run, and your daddy's got a Buck just can't be found. Mr. Tucker got his gun riding in his old truck. He's going from town to town. Now some folks listening to this song might think that it's not true. But tell me, if this was your daughter, tell me, what would you do? You'd be hunting, but somebody's run out of luck. Better get in that old truck or learn how to run and duck. The girl daddy's got his gun.
And that was Run Buck by Nellie Black. Nellie, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show and chatting with me again. I always love chatting with you, and I think you are an incredible, incredible artist. And good luck with all of your future endeavors. And I'm going to keep, you know, checking out everything that you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And I enjoyed being on your show.
Oh, good, good. Thank you so, so much. We'll chat with you real soon, okay? Because Facebook is amazing for all that.
Okay.
We love
yeah.
it. Yes, definitely. Thank you so, so much. Nellie Black, everyone. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you. Bye, Nellie.
Bye.
Bye. Awesome, awesome. So everyone, please make sure you check her out on Reverb Nation. I'm going to post all of my guest links later on, on our pages. So you definitely will get Nellie Black's websites and Facebook and all that fun stuff. So I'll definitely make sure I post all that for all of you. So let's see here. There's another thing here that I wanted to talk about. So, you know, I wanted to mention here. Oh, all right, well, that's it. They're going to start talking about something. Hey, Peanut.
Wait. Tina's not going to try to take me apart, is she?
No, I think you're safe. I think you're pretty safe. Yeah, you're good. You're good. Oh my goodness, it's been so long since you called in there, Peanut. What have you been up to?
Since last Friday.
Oh yeah, that's true. Oh yeah. What have you been up to anyway?
I'm about 8 inches. I'm a squirrel.
Okay. Peanut. He likes making me confused. He likes messing with me, as you guys have noticed, okay? Peanut, thank you for calling in on this wonderful, wonderful show. I get rid of him. Thank you, Peanut. I hear me in the background. Oh, my goodness, that's funny. Peanut, you got to remember to mute your computer, okay? Remember there, honey. Oh, that's hilarious. So while we wait for our next guest to call in here, I want to talk a little bit about advertisement or sponsoring the Josie Show with Josie's Country Blast Radio. I know there have been people who, you know, are still wondering where they could do this, and we should start, you know, kind of writing this down. I know, you know, just talking about over the radio might be hard, but everyone, get out your pens and pads and write this down. So all you have to do is call 331-442-5833. That number again is 331-442-5833, or email our station manager, Tina, T-I-N-A, and, you know, she's usually the one that you hear the giggling in the background. So, yeah, that's her. So just email her at Tina, T-I-N-A, at josieshow.com. And we have introductory rates now, so there is never better time to spend your advertisement dollars on radio. That's what we love to do. We love to promote, advertise.
and advertising, let's not forget October 11th. Everybody who wants to call in, it's our anniversary and the start of season 5.
Yes, I know. I'm so excited about it, and I cannot believe that it's already been 5 years. Has it been? Let me calculate. Carry the one. Yeah, it's been 5 years.
Well, it's the fourth anniversary, but yeah, season 5 starts.
Wow, that's amazing. That's so cool. See, so everyone, please make sure that you check that out. And all of our other upcoming shows. All you have to do is go on josieshow.com, scroll down, and you'll see all of our shows coming up. So now I want to put on my next guest. Everyone, please welcome White Panther, who we thoroughly enjoy talking to all the time. Yes. Hello, White Panther.
Hello, Josie, my love. How are we doing?
We are doing so, so great. I'm very excited to chat with you again tonight.
Oh, same here, darling. So, so much to catch up on.
We really, really do. I know that you have been working and doing so many amazing, amazing things. So we have a lot to talk about. I'm very excited.
Yes, indeed. Where would you like to begin, darling?
Oh, goodness. Where should we begin? Well, first off, for everybody, you know, that has missed our other interviews that we've had with you, you know, I just want to remind people you could just check that out, you know, on josieshow.com. You could check out that in the archives and find White Panther. And so easy, easy peasy, lemon squeezy. But for those that have missed our other interview, can you please just remind everyone how you got started in music? Tell us from the beginning when you, you know, found your passion.
Oh, goodness. Well, I'll try to give you the short story. And those of you who have ever spoken with me or heard me on air, you know that there's never a short story when it comes to Luigi. I met this amazing, amazing, amazing gal in June of 2010 at a time in my life where I thought I was going to fly solo for a while. She came in and turned my world absolutely inside out and upside down. Wrote my very first song for her on July 15th of 2010. If you have a seatbelt, put it on. I'm coming up on 700 songs that I've written since then. I've recorded about 120 of them, but this girl has just put a song in my heart that just will not go away. Songwriting, I mean, anybody can mention a phrase, whistle a few notes, and I'm off and running, and it has just taken off like gangbusters. Recorded my very first song in just after Thanksgiving of that year, put 18 tracks down in the studio by the end of the year, and have since recorded about 120. Had a buddy of mine up in Seattle ask me to send him some of my music. I was heading up there on business, and offered to bring the CD. He said, no, we've got some friends at the house now. We'd like you to put some stuff up online. He suggested Reverb Nation, like our first guest is a member of. Well, inside of the first 3 days, I was at number 3 on the charts. At the end of the first week, I was at number 1. At number 1 in Tucson ever since. And, darling, I don't know if you caught this or not online, but back in about a month and a half ago, I forget the exact date. I should probably remember this, though. We actually hit number 1 on the national charts on Reverb Nation, and it has just been an incredible ride, an absolutely incredible ride.
Oh, absolutely. Congratulations on that, first and foremost. That's incredible. And, you know, it's incredible of you getting there. Yeah, I mean, it's incredible of you getting there, but you're staying there. I mean, which is so cool, you know?
Yeah, been in the top 10 since, oh, goodness, I want to say pretty close to the beginning of the year. I think it was just after my birthday that we finally cracked into the top 10, and we've been floating in and around the top 10 ever since. A week ago we broke 1.2 million plays on Reverb Nation. It's all just, believe me, nobody is more dumbfounded and surprised about all of this than I am.
Wow. You definitely deserve a celebration for that one. That just blows my mind. Yes. That is amazing. But it is well deserved. So, you know, I don't doubt it for a moment. I definitely knew that something like that was going to happen. Yeah. That's amazing, amazing. And, you know, I've seen a lot of... Oh, yeah. Sorry.
No, go ahead. No, after you
oh,
go.
No, I was just going to say, you know,
it's
speaking
your
of...
Show.
You're I know, I still feel bad though, because with the phones, I don't know when people are talking or not, so I'm kind
of
like,
there's a little bit of a delay, but that's all right. We'll work it out.
It's all go. Yeah, we'll work on it. But I also seen a lot of information up recently, you know, about your Jim Croce event. Can you tell us a little bit about that as well?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's been a week. Just shy of a week when the event actually took place. And believe it or not, darling, I still get emotional about it. Ingrid Croce, Jim Croce's widow, had put out something not too long ago asking folks to record videos of themselves doing covers of Jim Croce songs. The winner of the contest was going to get an opportunity to perform at Croce's restaurant in San Diego, possibly even play on one of Jim's guitars. So naturally, I know when I was last on the show, you had asked about some of my musical influences. We got off on a very long tangent, not so unusual when talking to me, but we got off on a long tangent about Frank Sinatra and everything that happened the days after he passed. I didn't even get a chance to begin to speak about Jim. some of the greatest compliments that I've ever received since I started writing and recording music was to have my writing and delivery style compared to that of Jeff. So when I saw the opportunity, there was no way I was not going to do this. I didn't just want to do your typical karaoke cover, for lack of a better description. I didn't want to just do one of his songs like a million other people have done it. So went into the studio with my my buddy George, and we decided to put down something a little bit different. We had one of those happy accidents, as always happens, recording the song. Well, let me start by saying the song that I chose to cover is my favorite all-time song title. It is the steadily depressing, low-down, mind-messing Working at the Car Wash Blues. That is the actual title of the song. They actually had to shorten it because it would not fit on the album cover when Jim released the album.
Right.
But we went in there, and there's one particular line that the song overall is about some guy who thinks he should be the master of the universe, thinks he should be, you know, running the world, and instead the reality of the situation is he's dressing up in a rubber suit going and scrubbing cars for a living at the car wash. And there is one line in the song, and any of you who have listened to any of Jim Croce's songs, you know that most of his performances with his partner on stage, Maury, they typically play just two acoustic guitars. And that was it. You know, they performed on stage the same way they would perform if they were sitting there in their living room. And so we tried going down the acoustic route. George had just laid down the acoustic track, and we were going to work on some tweaks with the vocals and then figure out where we were going to go from there. But there's one line in the song that says, "I'm stuck here rubbing these fenders with a rag." At that moment, I looked up on the wall in the studio, and there, almost glowing on the wall, was a Fender Stratocaster, an electric guitar, for those of you who don't know. And I looked at George, and I said, "I know we're supposed to go acoustic on this, but that line at this time, while that thing is staring at me, we've got to go there." So we busted out the electric guitar, put down a really interesting variation that I think, based on fan responses, based on Ingrid's response, we stayed as true to the original as we could, still made it our own. Had an absolute blast, as I always do, putting the song down in the studio, recording the video in the studio. And we put it up there, and I cannot even begin to tell you, the response that we got. After all of the videos were weeded through, they made the announcement just a couple of days before the event. The event was actually last Friday, the 20th, and they actually announced they were supposed to announce the winner on the 17th, but there were so many wonderful, wonderful submissions that Ingrid decided she was going to pick the top group and have them come out to Croce's, all of them, and perform that night, and she would pick the winner that evening. Well, imagine my surprise when the list of names is posted, and I click through to the page, and I saw my name at the top of the list. I got to tell you, I was just beside myself, absolutely beside myself. Drove out to San Diego from Tucson that Thursday night. Wrote a song on the way, believe it or not, called "The Road to San Diego." So I'll be releasing that one pretty soon when I finally get a spit polish on it. But I got to the restaurant, and my original thoughts were, you know, how do you not try to be a part of this event? I mean, they were celebrating, I don't know if celebrating is the right word, commemorating the 40th anniversary of Jim's passing. So just to be a part of that event was just it filled me with so much joy. I can't even begin to put it into words. And the idea of submitting the video was just to be there. And here I am already there, and I get to meet some of the other contestants. I have seen their video submissions, and they were all amazing. All amazing performances. I cannot say enough about all of them. But I got to the restaurant, and something I really don't, despite what everyone knows about it, I really don't want to be dramatic, but something happened when I got there. To be, first of all, to meet Ingrid, who is the sweetest, most amazing, loving, amazing, amazing woman. To meet her was just an experience in and of itself. But to be among that many people who love Jim and his music, I have to give a big shout out to the entire crew at the restaurant Bogies. I have to especially give a huge, huge shout out to Ingrid's husband, who also happens to be named Jim, who welcomed me with open arms, literally made me feel like the restaurant was my home away from home. For a man to love a woman enough to make their daily enterprise a celebration of her late husband, and to do it in a way with so much love and respect is it's breathtaking. It really is. But we went on to the performance we started, and again, it was just overwhelming. And I genuinely, it's an event that I will never forget as long as I live.
Oh, I can imagine.
For one reason or another, Ingrid chose to have me perform last, and I got up there, and I mean no disrespect to my fellow competitors, but no one else seems to mention the fact that, you know, it was 40 years that since we lost Jim. So my first act after grabbing the microphone was to call my buddy behind the bar to bring over a glass of wine for Jim and Ingrid. I had them come up on stage with me. And the first thing we did was raise a glass in memory of Jim and Maury, two amazing singer-songwriters, performers. At that point, I told a little story, as I always do. And finally kicked in the music and started singing. And all I could think of when looking out over the crowd was, oh, my God, I wish I could stop singing right now and get a picture of the smile on Ingrid's face. I just about lost. But I kept thinking. And before I knew it, everyone in the audience was stirring. And I finally, if I thought she had a big smile on her face when I was singing, when I got the entire bar and restaurant, half the people who were walking by on the street would sing along with me, you know, I don't care if I ever do anything else with music the rest of my life. That moment.
Absolutely. That was I wasn't even there, but just hearing about it was just an emotionally charged, event. I mean, I can't even imagine being able, you know, to be in your place, you know, singing there. I would probably be, you know, crying. You know, I wouldn't be able to sing, but
Josie,
wow,
even before the event started, as patrons were coming in and out of the restaurant, we're sitting at the bar singing. I have telephone videos of me singing along with probably a dozen people, just as the background music in the restaurant is playing as we're waiting for the event to start. It was genuinely, everyone was there with joy and love. I know it sounds corny, but it was really just an amazing, amazing experience.
Wow, that's definitely one that you will never ever forget. For sure.
Not a chance.
No, not at all. Wow, that's incredible. I mean, just, you know, you really, you know, and I love what you did. You know, you really kind of, you know, honored him in such a wonderful, wonderful way, you know, that many people didn't. I mean, you did a really well job. I'll just say that.
Honor
you did very
absolutely 100% mine. Just being there.
Yeah.
I mean, I had already let Krista know that, you know, even if I don't, if my video doesn't get chosen, now that I know the event is happening, I have to be there. The only frustrating thing about the night is my poor baby girl wound up having to work at the hospital, so she could not leave. She could not come to San Diego with me. That would have been the only thing that could have made the night any better.
Oh, right. Absolutely. Wow. That is just incredible that you got the chance to do that, and you did a very, very well job from how I hear it, and you did, you know, you did it justice.
I certainly hope so.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, I want to speak more here about, you know, like I said, you've been constantly working, constantly doing some more things, and, you know, you have many more songs out since we spoke last. So can you tell us a little bit about some of the music that you have out right now?
Well, we just literally a couple of weeks ago released our fifth double CD. hard to believe. Between 17 and 20 tracks per, and since 2010, we've released five of them. Got about 8 tracks on CD number 6, and I'm not even counting the covers that I've done. If I could spend 24 hours a day, 7 days a week in the studio, believe me, I would do it just out of the sheer joy. I absolutely loved it. We've done a song not too long ago, and I will thank you again. I think I took the time to thank you when last we spoke on the anniversary show. You had done that public service announcement for my friend here in Tucson, Sue.
Yes.
And I really have to thank you so much for getting the word out there.
Anytime.
The song that I wrote for her and some other friends who've been through that battle with cancer. It was one of the easiest songs to write. It was one of the hardest songs to put down. There was a period of a couple of weeks where there was some rather intense personal goings on between family and friends, and it all just seemed to come together at the same time. So when I was just about ready to collapse and say, you know what, I just need to disappear somewhere for a couple of weeks and get my second wind, Ingrid went ahead and posted that thing about putting the video up. So I was back in the saddle again. It's just it's just what we do. It's just what we do. We had a lot of fun recording the last album. There are a lot of up-tempo numbers. There is some really, and the song I just mentioned, Won't Back Down, is one of the ballads that's a little more emotional. There are a couple of others on the last CD. The song I wrote for my 35th grammar school reunion, I wrote a song that night, recorded it literally with a guitar app on my iPhone. At the airport on the way back from New York back to Tucson. As usual, Josie, I could probably go on and chew up the entire hour, but I'm sure you have other questions, you have other guests, so I'm going to reel it in here.
No, I love it. I love when you talk about your experiences, and you have so many cool things that you do. I mean, not a lot of people could say that they did, a song with an iPhone app, which, by the way, is beyond the coolest thing. I mean, literally, there's an app for everything now.
There actually is.
That is so, so cool. And, I know a lot of people are wanting to hear your song now, so let's just get to it, your song, Working, and we'll be right back, and we could chat a little bit about the song and, what inspired you to write it. All right?
Okay, you got it.
Okay, perfect. Let's do it, Working.
till I'm numb. I'll make a world spin round and round, her feet won't touch the ground. I'm gonna let her know the score, I'm gonna make her scream for more and more. Or I'll be working, oh baby, I'll be working. Working from dusk to dawn, working all night and all day long.
That was Working by Wet Panther. Amazing, amazing. So can you tell us a little bit about this song, your inspiration for the song?
Well, as I was actually in New York for a wedding recently, and I was just coming up on the million play mark on Reverb Nation. By the time I got back, we had already crossed over that line, and it was, I think it was Labor Day weekend. And I decided that, you know, with the fans commenting about congratulations on a million plays, blah, 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 I'm trying to think of what would the next major landmark be. So I put a little contest out there, and I basically told the fans, the first person who gives me either a screenshot or an email or a post on Facebook, Twitter, wherever, that I've actually crossed the 1,111,111 play mark, would get an opportunity to give me an idea for a song, song title, hook, storyline, you name it, and I would write and record the song. Well, there was a gentleman out of New York, Joe, not my buddy Psycho Joe that I told you about last time, but another guy from New York named Joe, who actually hit me just about 20 or 30 plays after the mark. It was pretty darn close. I mean, Reverb doesn't exactly update their stats every single play, so it's about as close as you were going to get. And I contacted him, and, you know, he said, well, it's Labor Day weekend. It should probably be a song about working. And I said, well, I can certainly relate to that. I've been putting in ridiculous hours over the last couple of months. You know, 18, 20-hour days are really not unusual for the project that I'm on. Yeah. And he said, something about working all night and all day long. And I said, you know what, just give me a moment and kind of bang something rough out real quick. Got into the studio the first opportunity I had, put that down, and that song is, I would love to say I'll give Joe writing credit, but that one was basically for my new buddy Joe from New York, the winner of the contest of letting me and folks know when we had crossed the magic number. Joe actually won on the ones, 111, 111, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, you get the idea. It was a lot of fun. Again, a lot of fun. And I happened to record that either right before, right after we recorded the Working at the Car Wash Blues. So it all kind of tied together.
Right. Oh, that's awesome. I love how it all came together. You just, you know, got the idea and you just, you know, ran with it. And, you know, I think that's so cool. And it turned out to be such a great song.
we had a boatload of fun putting it down. I borrowed for the second time that guitar glissando that the Ventures used in Pipeline. I had used that once before when I wrote one of the theme songs for the local Tucson TV show, The Breakfast Club, for my friend Carol and Carrie Trouble. But it was missing something in that spot. Just threw it in there, and it seems to work.
How cool. And, you know, all of your music is just amazing. I mean, you have quite a bit of music out, so I know people are going to want to, you know, check out your older stuff, your newer stuff, you know, all that fun stuff. So where can we go? You know, the best places to purchase all of your music?
Well, all of the music is out there on most of the electronic distribution channels. We're up on iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, everything but the Microsoft, I forget what they even call it. Of course, the music is up on Reverb Nation, where I kind of got my start. Most of the stuff is available as a free download. Actually, I think almost all of it's available as a free download, but we certainly won't turn your money away if you decide you want to purchase copies. If you want physical media, you can get it on any of those channels. And sometime, hopefully before the end of the year, we're working out something where we can be in a lot of the brick-and-mortar establishments like Best Buy and what have you. Again, just completely dumbfounded. Most of the stuff I put down, I really only consider, like, demo tracks. We spent about 3, maybe 4 hours from the time I have the lyrics and the melody in my head until I get the track down. But people seem to be liking what we're doing, so we'll keep cranking them out. We'll keep putting them out there.
Perfect. Perfect. Awesome. Awesome. And I know that you also, of course, you're on Facebook. So for those that want to chat with you, get to know you, I mean, definitely that's the way to go. Can you give that link for us?
Yes. I've said this on the last show that, you know, I do actually answer all of my own fan messages. You know, it may take me a little while to catch up. It's not usually that long, as long as it's not one of those days we're putting in a 20-hour work day. but, yes, if you look anywhere online for White Panther, WHYPANTHER, with the exception of one lunatic in Seattle who thinks he's a vampire, and I mentioned that to you last time, anything else look
yeah,
up
we
for
found
White
him.
Panther? You found him, did you?
Yeah, yeah, we did. No, it's true. It's true.
The rest of it is all me. Would I make... I'm going to take that back. I was about to say, would I make something like that up? It would not be out of the realm of possibility, but in this particular case, it happens to be true. So 99.9% of what you find out there online will be me. So I'm easy to find.
Awesome, awesome. Just type in White Panther, WHYTE Panther.
Yes,
and make sure you do not get a vampire. If you're at the vampire site, you are on the wrong guy.
Okay.
okay. awesome, awesome. And before we go here, because our next guest has arrived, I do want to play the song Car Wash Blues. All right, let's do it.
One I did for the Jim Croce thing, yeah. Hope you enjoy it.
Yes, yes, this is what he did. So here we go.
Well, I had just got out of the county prison doing 90 days on mom support. Tried to find me an executive position, but no matter how fool I've talked, they wouldn't listen to the fact that I was a genius. A man said we got all that we can use. Now I got them steadily depressed and low down my
Amazing. You definitely did it justice. That was Car Wash Blues that he mentioned from the wonderful Jim Croce event that that White Panther attended. So thank you so much once again, White Panther, for coming on my show and chatting with me again. And you know you're always welcome. So
always a pleasure. Your Uncle Luigi will pick up the phone at the drop of the dime. So don't worry.
Love it. Thank you so much. We appreciate you, and we'll chat with you real soon. Okay? We got Facebook.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me, Tom.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Talk with you soon, all right? Bye-bye.
Sounds good.
Bye. Sounds good. Bye-bye. Awesome. Love it. That was White Panther, a.k.a. Uncle Luigi. No. I'm the only one that can say it, okay? that's hilarious. So now I want to put on my next guest. Everyone, please welcome the wonderful Paul Nance to the show. Yeah. Hello. Woo. Mm-hmm. Hello, Paul. Hi, how are you?
I am fine. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. I'm very excited to get to know you better. We have some really cool, we have some fun questions here for you and some, you know, musical questions, and we have some music that we're going to be playing for you tonight, so it's going to be real good.
Good. Sounds like a good time.
Yes, definitely. And I really just want to start, at the basics, your earliest memory of making music. When did you start all this?
Actually, when I first started playing, my father, he was a singer-songwriter himself. He played country, and he had a real bad case of heart disease, and his last 10 years of his life, he actually, got to where he couldn't play or sing anymore. And I would slowly pick up the guitar and try it. And he finally passed when I was 19 years old. And the day that he passed away, I took his guitar and just started writing songs. And I've been playing ever since I was 19. I'm 37 now.
Oh, wow. Amazing, though, that you kind of, followed your passion for music, and here you are now. Doing your
right,
thing. Yes. And who are your biggest musical influences? Who do you really look up to and listen to?
Actually, he was probably the first. His name was Jimmy Nance. And then secondly, I'd say George Jones would be the second.
He influenced
me a great deal. I've played a lot of dance halls and venues, and I've come away with a lot of George Jones songs being requested throughout the years, and he's just something that's always done it for me.
Definitely. Oh, love it. Good answer. Really good answer. And you have such great music that we're going to play in just a moment. We have a couple songs of yours tonight. But first, can you tell us about some of the music that you have out right now, kind of circling the web and the airwaves?
Well, the three songs that I've got being played on the radio right now, I have a song called Chasing Rainbows. It was sent to me from a wonderful songwriter out of California, good friends with him, Patrick Lucas, and his wife, Kathleen Lucas. They're great people. Mm-hmm. They promote so many different artists in so many ways, and he is a wonderful songwriter. And they sent this song to me, and I cut it in Nashville with a producer, David Walker, from Walker Enterprise. And the other song that I have, Watching the Angels Fly, was actually written by David Walker. And it was a song basically written about a cancer patient, and the reason I liked it real well is I recently lost my sister to lung cancer, and it just fit the picture real well, and I love the song, and he produced it, and he co-wrote that song with Christina. I think her last name was Morgan.
Mm-hmm.
And he co-wrote that song with her, and then the other song, "Watching the Eight," "Behind That Wall," was written and sent to me by Bobby Joe Peace of BMI. And then the rest that I'm actually adding onto my album, I've wrote myself, and they'll be added. I'm going into the studio on the 5th of October and recording those in Nashville.
Amazing, amazing. Yeah, you have to let us know when that comes out. We'd love to promote it and, you know, help you out any way we can, for sure.
Right. I'm sorry about the co-writer on Watching the Angels Fly. That was Christina Montgomery. I'm sorry about that.
No problem, no problem. Perfect, perfect. Yeah, I love it. I love it. And your songs are so, so amazing. And, you know, Watching the Angels Fly is just, it's so beautiful and touching. And, you know, we do a lot of, you know, organizations for, you know, childhood cancer and just cancer. And, you know, we really thoroughly enjoy the song. And, you know, we definitely, you know, if you're cool with it, I mean, I think this would be a great song to send over to some organizations, you know. I mean, I think they would really, really enjoy that song, you know.
Yes, amazing. I would love that. That would be great. I've actually had a promotional team come to me and ask me if they could use that for a breast cancer awareness, like a 5K run that they was going to do, and they was wanting to use that song as a theme song, and I'm not sure if it's kicked in yet and if that's taken effect, but yeah, I would love that. That'd be great. I appreciate it.
Yes, anytime. We're definitely going to pass it around, you know, because I think this is a perfect song for that. So, and we just love it. It's amazing.
Great.
Amazing. Yes, yes. And we actually have that song. We are going to play it in just a moment. But first, I want to play your song, "Chasing Rainbows."
Great.
I'm excited. Let's just play it. Let's hit it. Right?
Okay, great.
Awesome, awesome. Here we go. "Chasing Rainbows," a tall name.
Didn't think you'd write that I should call you and convince myself you wouldn't mind. So with trembling hands, I dialed your number, never quite expecting your voice on the end of the line. Almost now forgetting, it's different now that you're not mine. I said, "Hello, baby, how you doing?" She said, "I'm fine, but your call is a surprise." Last I heard of you, you'd left the city, headed for Montana or the Canada line. I'll never understand you, so what's on your mind? No, we used to chase those rainbows. A better time I've never seen. So tell me, girl, where did the time go? Like never. Like it's never really been. Lately I've been thinking about us, baby, hoping maybe you'd been doing the same. I'm wondering if I might come by and see you, if only for a moment, just to say your name. Baby, could I hold you before I'm on my way? Then I hear her sweet voice speaking softly, and with every word I feel the pain. She found somebody new, she thinks she's in love with. Doesn't wanna see me, it wouldn't be the same. said, I hope you're happy, 'cause I'm the one to blame. No, we used to chase those rainbows. Better times I've never seen. Tell me, girl, where did the time go? Like it never really did. Like it never really been.
Was Chasing Rainbows by Paul Nance. And everybody, I have to say here, before we go any further, everybody here in the studio just kind of is blown away by your voice. I have to mention that. Everybody, right when you first started, you know, right when the song started, everyone was just like, goodness, he's good. So everybody loves your voice.
Wow. Wow, that means a lot. I really appreciate that.
Yes, it's just, you know, I love it. I love your voice. It's just, you're incredible. We're fans. We're
Thank
fans.
You so much. I appreciate that, really. That's great.
Yes. Yes, yes. Anytime, anytime. And, you know, for your new fans out there that want to check out all of your music, purchase your music, where's the best places that we can go to buy all of your music?
Well, actually, right now it's being processed through iTunes and Spotify, all of the digital download sites. I have a link on my Facebook page of Reverb Nation, and you can go on there, and you can purchase one of three songs that I have on there, and 50% of the proceeds go to the Love, Hope, Strength charity, and that's basically a cancer charity that's been through Reverb Nation, and they've spreading the word through that, and it's just for children fighting cancer and lung cancer, things like that.
Oh my goodness, I love that kind of stuff where you're able to you know, purchase a great song or great songs, and then also you know, also the money goes to a benefit, you know, or, you know, or organization. I mean, it's kind of like a, you know, a win-win, you know what I mean? It's a two-in-one deal,
right?
I think those are the perfect things to contribute, you know? I love it.
Right. Yeah. I agree with you. That is a great foundation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So please make sure that, you know, you make sure you get the music. And iTunes is perfect because when you get it from iTunes, you can put it on your, you know, iPhone, iPad, every other, you know, object that starts with an I. I mean, it's perfect. So make sure you check it out. And also, I know that you're on social networking sites, all that fun stuff. So where's the best places, you know, websites, social networking sites that we can go to get to know you better and check out your latest news, all that fun stuff?
Well, you can check me out on my Facebook page. It's Paul Nance at Facebook. And then I have a Paul Nance music page. I've actually just added a link a day or so ago on that page, and it's a... it's just shows the different photos of places I've played, different shows, and I will actually add a couple more links to the Reverb Nation where they can go download the song or purchase it, and I'll add the links whenever the iTunes and Spotify, the Amazon, all of those sites are available and ready. I'll be adding those soon.
Perfect, perfect. Awesome. So, you know, I know Facebook is amazing, so check them out on there. Paul Nance. Yeah.
I was going to add about five more songs, actually, to the download site coming up after the 5th of October.
Awesome. Awesome. So definitely look out for that, for sure. Very, very neat. Awesome, awesome. So please make sure you do that. And after the show, we'll post your links and all that fun stuff. So, you know, just click away. And then, you know, you can directly get on all of Paul Nance stuff. Make it easy. We'll do it. No problem, no problem. And another question here that I have for you is, are you working on any other upcoming projects that you could tell us about? Anything in the works? What you've been doing?
Yes, I play a lot of, like I said, a lot of venues locally. I live in southeast Kentucky, and I play a lot of venues in this area. And here soon, we're going to be branching out to doing some shows in Nashville, and supposed to possibly go on a Midwest tour coming up soon out in Oklahoma area, doing some casino shows. I have a five-piece band that I've played with about 11 years now total, I guess. We've all been together, and we're going to be touring some areas like that, a couple spots in Ohio coming up soon, if everything goes through correctly. And I've got a hunting show that invited me to come and do a promotional hunt. It's going to be televised, and it's through Red Hill Outdoors out of southern Georgia. And that will be the first week of November. I'll be doing that, and it'll be televised.
Oh, wow. Amazing. Very cool. So you're keeping busy. You're a lot of things going on.
Well, hopefully, no cancellations. Everything stays intact.
Oh, yeah.
You never know what happens with the weather or things like that. But yeah, hopefully everything stays intact and we can stay busy.
Yes, definitely. But awesome, awesome. So if you don't have any of those glitches, you're going to be busy. You're going to get to travel and all that fun stuff.
Yeah, that's what I've been waiting for. All these years, and finally it's starting to happen.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know what? I need to definitely make a trip out of it whenever, when you're, going to perform live, because I would love to see you perform live. That'd be amazing.
Great. I appreciate that. I would definitely love to see you there.
Yes, definitely, definitely. I'll be the one, holding the sign, screaming, posting pictures on Facebook. That's me. I'm that fan, okay?
That would be awesome.
Yes. I'm one of the dedicated ones that, are screaming. So you won't miss me at all. You'll see me. And I was also very excited here because we have your the wonderful song that I said that I love in the beginning of the show. I said it's called Watching the Angels Fly, and it's so beautiful, and I'm so ready to play it. So everyone, please check out Watching the Angels Fly by Paul Nance. Let's do it right now, and we'll be right back with you, Paul, okay? I'm excited to play.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Let's do it.
I keep lying to myself, pretending I don't care, trying to hide my feelings, but I know they're really there. I can't face the truth, my heart won't let me lie. There's an aching in my chest with each and every tear I cry. Soaring high above, looking down on me, flying high your wings in an endless sleep, so peacefully, with every prayer you're here by my side up in heaven. Watching the angels fly, how I long to hold you near, instead of holding your pillow tight. All alone in this big bed, missing you more every night. It's been several years since you've been gone, and this aching in my heart still keeps going strong. Soaring high
I mean, I told you, it was powerful stuff, people, so please make sure you check it out. It's an incredible, incredible song, Watching the Angels Fly, and also Chasing Rainbows, and so please just make sure you check it out. He's on iTunes. We're going to post all of the links after the show. And, Paul, one last question here for you, because we're running out of time, but we have to end on a fun question, okay?
Sure, go ahead.
Awesome, awesome. So while performing or, you know, anything like that, have you ever had an embarrassing onstage moment that you could recall? Anything live that just did not go as planned?
Oh, goodness.
Yes. Love this question.
Yes, actually, there was, this is kind of a funny story, but there was a time I was playing in this country club. And our guitar player actually chewed tobacco. And he secretly fitting into this cup that the bass player accidentally grabs a hold of. And that's about all I'm going to say about that. Yeah. And
yes.
And I was singing a song and we all just about died. And we couldn't stop the song. And because there was a large crowd, so we just kept the song going. And then as soon as the song ended, the bass player runs off of the stage straight toward the bathroom.
Right.
Sorry to bring something like that up, but that is the most humiliating moment I can remember on stage.
Right. I can imagine. Oh, my goodness. I mean, that is so professional of you guys for being able to, just kind of get it out of your mind and just keep going. But, you know, I would still be kind of, you know, giggling. You know, that's just...
Yeah, I
wow.
Will.
Right. Oh, my goodness. That is... We have never heard that kind of story before, so you are the first to tell us that. We usually get, you know, wardrobe malfunctions and forgetting of the words and stuff. So, wow. Thank you for sharing that. Love it. Oh, that is so funny, so funny. But I could see how that I could see how that could happen, definitely. I can. I definitely could see that happen. And, I just have to say thank you so, so much, Paul, for coming on the show and chatting with me. You are so funny, and I just loved chatting with you. It was so great.
Thank you. I really appreciate the offer and the chance to actually get on the show, and it's a great, great show, and I really appreciate it. Appreciate your time.
Oh, anytime. I appreciate the time that you spent with us. And thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to chat with us. And I enjoyed talking with you and getting to know you. And everyone, please make sure you check out Paul Nance. You know, and when else fails, Google. He's there.
Right.
Yes. So thank you so, so much, Paul, for coming on. And we'll chat with you soon, okay?
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you so much. Bye. Awesome. Paul Nance, everyone. Love it, love it. So now I want to pass on the mic here because I want to have my wonderful producer talk about our VIP members and all that fun stuff because, you know, she's really good with that. She's really good. She's, you know, she goes into full detail. She tells, you know, exactly what's been going on with them. So let's have her, you know, we're going to pass the mic here, so you might hear a little bit of moving. You're going to be moving pretty soon, people, in the computer. All right, here we go. You're moving. You're moving. You're moving.
Quick, everybody hide your computer. She has a screwdriver.
I didn't have a screwdriver. Mine just died by accident. That's all that it was. It was an accident. I swear I didn't touch it. Okay, so let's go ahead and get started.
Okay,
first
Tina, seriously, let's see. Josie killed the computer by means of cheesy balls and Coca-Cola.
Yep.
Then you brutally dissect it and put it in the mail.
Yeah.
Yeah, you both blew up a Toshiba that did nothing to anyone.
We have a few issues. That's all that it is, just a couple of issues. But then we take all the parts and we put them in a box to you, and you make it all okay.
You fix it. You make it better.
All right. So let's go ahead and get started here really quickly. I just want to tell you about our VIP members. If you go to our site, just go to josieshow.com, click on the VIP membership tab, and you yourself, if you're an artist, can become a VIP member. Only takes a second to sign up. And after you sign up, you get a full year's worth of promotional benefits on live radio. Can't beat that. All right, so let's go ahead and start at the beginning and talk about our VIP members. We have got Tim Garman, who you can find at timgarmanmusic.com, constantly putting out new music, great songs. You can also hear him on our radio station, Country Blast Radio. Now, Mr. Vince Anthony is next. You can hear him at vinceanthonyonline.com. He performs constantly. He's got a CD out. They're working on another CD. Great, great music. He had two songs, actually, in September here that showed up on our Countdown Blast on Country Blast Radio. So I think he's the only artist so far that's been having two at a time show up on that list month after month. So make sure you go ahead and check out his website. They do a great job keeping it updated. You get to even see live performance videos. It's very cool. He opened up for some amazing people this summer, so make sure you go ahead and check that out. Next, Larry J. Massey. You can find him on Facebook, just like all these artists that I'm telling you about. His last name is spelled M-A-S-S-E-Y, or you can go to reverbnation.com/Larry Massey. Beautiful voice. You can hear him on our radio station as well, so make sure you go ahead and check him out. Then Wayne Jacobs. You can find him at waynejacobs.com. He is always putting out new music. We always have something new on the station from him. Great music, great voice. I know lots of people were commenting about his music in our pre-show tonight. So make sure you go ahead and you check out Wayne Jacobs. You'll absolutely love him. And getting added to our list here shortly, we're just waiting for some pictures and stuff, is going to be Mr. Rick Seaman. Rick Seaman does a great job, has a beautiful voice, does a lot of Hank Sr. music. So if you're a big Hank Sr. fan, he is your guy. So we'll have him up on the site here shortly. But you can go ahead and you can find him on Facebook just like you can all of these artists and check them out, hear their music, chat with them on Facebook. They're very active, etc. So, and you'll be able to see where they're all playing as well because they'll post that as well as on their websites. Now, besides our VIP members, let me tell you about an awesome show coming up. There's an event called the Winsboro Wild West Days. It's in Winsboro, Texas, Saturday, November 16th, at the Pavilion at the City Park. It'll be from 6 to 10 p.m., and performing is going to be our show friends, Tammy Carlisle and Jimmy Harris. So make sure you go ahead and check out that show. It's going to be a rockin' good time. You know those two are a blast. individually. Imagine them together. It's going to be a great, great show. Again, that will be from 6 to 10 at the Pavilion at the City Park, Saturday, November 16th, Winnsboro, Texas. It'll be the Winnsboro's Wild West Days. Doesn't that just sound like fun? All right, so what I'm going to do now is I'm going to go ahead and pass this delightful mic back over to Josie, our hot potato mic, since she was kind enough to let me borrow it since I apparently broke mine during the show. See, now if you give me my screwdrivers, I'll fix it.
Okay, please give me my mic back before anything happens to it. But I had so much fun with all of you. Thank you so much for tuning into the Josie Show tonight. I had so much fun talking with all of my guests. And we may have had a time zone error of some sort, or we have no idea, but we will try to reschedule Eva. So do not worry. We will try to make sure we get her on. But thank you so much to all of my wonderful guests, Nellie Black, White Panther, and Paul Nance. We had so much fun with you three. And I want to mention here our upcoming guests. Next week joining me will be Jiggly Jones, Xander Demos, and Fabio Carigliano. I hope I am saying that correct. I am really bad with names, people. But I figure it out. Don't worry, I figure it out. I'm very excited for that show. And also our special edition episodes that are coming are on October 7th, Kevin Skinner, who won America's Got Talent, and on October 21st, where we'll bring you a live interview with Caroline Cole. So it's going to be amazing. So check you guys out till next time. Please make sure you follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/Josie Show, and facebook.com/Josie Show. And we will chat with you guys until next time. So, good night, everybody. So glad it's Friday. Woo! Okay, I'm done. Good night.